Paul ends his opening section of 1 Corinthians with common but explosive words. He writes, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Paul reminds the believers of the never-ending storehouse of grace and peace that continually washes over and strengthens the believer. In every single one of Paul's letters, he includes this phrase, "grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Paul is telling us, here is the key, here's the power. How was the transformation you saw in Sosthenes and myself possible? It's the grace of God. Why is God the possessor of the church? It's His good grace. How is it that we are in Christ? It's only by the grace of God. And that grace is still rushing towards you, still washing over you. This unearned blessing and gift of God's goodness and protection and presence over you, it never stops. So walk in it, trust in it, lean into it, rely on it. And when you do, you'll start fulfilling your calling. Living out your church's calling in your city is made possible by the realities of our sovereign possessor, our spiritual position, and this supplied power of God's grace. My friends, the day is coming when the nearness of God will be our full and ultimate reality in sight. That day's coming, but until then, no matter the circumstance, no matter the city, no matter the culture, we are to walk in holiness by His grace. As the song says, "The grace of God has reached for me and pulled me from the raging sea, and I am safe on this solid ground. The Lord is my salvation." When you pray today, please remember Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Yoramba LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.